You know, we review books on Day to Day and movies and television, but advertising is as pervasive as anything else in life, so our friends at Slate review that too. Here's one. From What's Up to Talking Lizards, Budweiser's television ad campaigns are catchy. Lately, Bud and its competitor Miller Beer have been fighting in a series of faux political ads. Slate and Day to Day ad critic Seth Stevenson thinks Bud should have stayed out of this contest.
It all began when Miller launched its President of Beers campaign. In one ad, a Miller spokesman debates a mute Budweiser Clydesdale. Another ad takes aim at Budweiser's well-known nickname.
Beer drinkers of America, it seems our honorable opposition have anointed themselves the king of beers. The king of beers? Have you ever heard? I guess they never got the memo. This is America. America is a democracy. Break it down. Democracy. With that in mind, we hereby announce Miller's candidacy for the president of beers.
Something about these ads must have struck a nerve over at Anheuser-Busch, because they replied with disproportionate force. They ran print ads, calling Miller the queen of carbs, and three separate TV spots featuring an assortment of talking animals.
Ladies and gentlemen, the race for president of beers has come to an abrupt end. Hi, I'm the Budweiser donkey.
I spoke with the Clydesdales recently, and they told me that Miller is not eligible to run for office in America because they were bought by South African breweries.
This donkey was all sweetness and light when it made its debut in a Super Bowl ad this year. Now it's been tainted forever with all this mudslinging. Worse still, the Clydesdales make a cameo appearance in the spot. No way should the Clydesdales go negative. They're far too important to the brand, and their appeal stems entirely from their wholesomeness and majesty. They should be held above the fray at all costs. Big mistake. In fact, I'd argue the entire Bud response is a mistake. Bud's got a massive market share lead, and it gains nothing by trading blows with a distant number two. Sure, Bud's massive response may have killed Miller's plans to run this President of Beers campaign all the way into November. And there's no way for Miller to just ignore the South African ownership thing. They've been put on the defensive. But just because Bud could castrate the Miller campaign with a casual flick of the wrist, should it have? There's a chance Miller will find some clever way to turn this around. If that happens, suddenly Bud is mud wrestling with a competitor it shouldn't even have acknowledged. I give the Bud ad a C+. A huge part of Bud's strength as a brand is its confidence. Bud knows exactly who it is, what it stands for, and what people want from it. It's the alpha beer. It should have just ignored Miller's nips at its heels. By reacting so quickly and so disproportionately, Bud shows fear. Consumers hate that.
Seth Stevenson writes the Ad Report Card column for Slate.